Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Asa Leonard, Knoxville's lone participant to the All-State Speech Competition, held today in Cedar Falls. The All-State Speech Competition on Monday. First off, what is a speech competition and how did you get there?
A speech competition is an organization or a gathering of high school performers from all around the state, all around different schools, who come together and perform in different categories, singing or performances through writing, all that stuff.
Well, talk about how a competition is judged, what all goes in a competition. For those of us who don't know, like me included, what all goes in a speech competition?
Well, it depends on what category you're using. The one I'm going to Allstate for is spontaneous speaking. And so what I do for spontaneous speaking is I receive an envelope of topics. I choose three from that envelope. I look at the different topics. They're usually like political or current events. I see which one of the three I prefer, and I have 2 minutes, a 50-word note card, to organize a speech that's supposed to be 5 minutes long.
And this is all spontaneous, like you said. What type of preparation do you practice? Is there anything given into that, I guess, the process of going through preparing for something like this?
Yeah, for sure. There's a format that I follow, and certain speakers use a different format, but overall it's the same. You start with an attention grab or an introduction. It's almost formatted like an essay. Then after the attention grabber, you lay out your arguments. There's one, two, three. And then after giving a sort of title for each argument, you go further in depth and then show your opponent's argument, sort of their perspective, why they're wrong, and then you end it with something potentially good.
Talk about some of the inspirations you draw from or life experiences that you draw from. Where do you get this information that you are going to use for a speech?
Well, since the majority of the topics are political or current events based, I watch a lot of the news, and I do that even if I wasn't in speech. You know, I'm sure I'll continue to do it even after speech, but I like watching all sorts of different news. I pay attention to everything that's going on. If some piece of, if a celebrity dies or if an election turns out in an unexpected way or even in an expected way, then I'm probably one of the first people in the school to know.
Talk about some of the topics that you've presented on in the past that you think might help you either in the All-State speech competition or maybe even just help you later on in life.
Right. The topic that I performed at State, the one that made me qualify for All-State, was Has Donald Trump Changed the Presidency? In the past, I've done educational speeches, different things over technology in schools, information technology, things like that. Since not all kids are exactly super politically aware, I've seen multiple speeches that I haven't personally gone through, but that other students have performed over things like self-driving cars and the dangers of that, because there's an argument to be made both ways for it. Yeah, for sure.
What do you think you're bringing from the preparation of going to speech competitions? Is it helping you with your education, helping you later on in life? What are you expecting to gain from something like this, and how are you trying to apply it for later on?
Well, I think that performing abilities overall, a good ability to speak, sort of lay out something quickly, and potentially some level of a writing ability, though my specific category doesn't have a whole lot of writing in it. Those skills all combined into one allow for someone who's pretty well-rounded, I think, anyway. I know that I'm very comfortable talking in front of crowds. I know that I'm very rarely am I uncomfortable speaking, or do I have like any real hesitance when it comes to whether or not I'm nervous when it comes to that sort of thing. And so if I had to give a presentation in front of a client or some sort of business thing, or if I had to convince someone because I was on a committee for something or a politician, then it would be much easier than had I not done this.
What advice would you give to someone who doesn't know anything about the speech competitions or speech in general, who maybe wanted to join, maybe someone younger? What advice would you give someone?
Well, first, you should talk to Mr. DeVore. He's a language arts teacher and the debate and speech coach at the high school. And he's the sponsor and the coach for the speech and debate clubs. And I know that both for this was for debate, but not speech. I didn't even know what the entire category was until multiple friends sort of dragged me along. So had I not known that, not only would I have not gotten into debate, or I wouldn't have gotten into speech subsequently. And so what you should do is you should just really look out for Mr. DeVore and not be afraid to sort of get into something. So long as you're willing to perform and practice, right, then you're going to do just fine. I've seen loads of people that have bad stage fright or who are pretty nervous overall or stressed go on and do just fine. It depends on whether or not they're, you know, really able to put the effort into it.
You were chosen for the All-State Speech Competition. What does that mean to you to be awarded with this honors and being able to compete with the rest of the state's best?
It's fantastic. I really appreciate it. I'm a junior. This is my third year in speech. I've gone to Allstate all 3 years, for twice for group and 3 times for individual. But this is the first time I've ever been able to go to Allstate individual, and it's really fantastic. I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of myself for that, and I'm really glad that my judges ended up liking what I was performing. And I'm glad that Mr. DeVore and all of my teammates helped me out with all of this. But in addition, I wasn't even suspecting that I would go on to Allstate. I know that I knew that I had received good ratings at State, but I wasn't confident enough in my ability that I would be nominated. I actually had a couple other people from the team that I was waiting to hear news from that they had made it onto Allstate, but it was those people who had actually informed me that I was the only member from Knoxville who made it.
And what are your expectations for the Allstate speech competition?
Well, everything that I've heard is that it's huge. It's a lot bigger than state or district speech, which I kind of expected. It's taking up, from what I know, a decent amount of the UNI campus. I'm really excited. I think it should be a good time, and I just hope that I'm able to perform something up to the standards that I've previously set for myself.
Thanks to Asa Leonard for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.